This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yankees, Mariners, some changes to the Yankee lineup we went over a little while ago. Check out the free Odyssey app. Rewind about an hour ago. We discussed those lineups. And remember, you can listen to Evan and Tiki on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. And if you miss any of the shows today or any day, remember, you can listen to Evan and Tiki podcast on the free Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Mets getting set for a game two of a doubleheader. By the way, with that game that was moved off ESPN because of the rainout last night, the Mets and San Francisco Giants are going to play a Sunday night baseball game on July 27th coming up in a couple weeks. So you get Mets and Giants moved to another Sunday night game. We have some Yankee musings to get to in just a couple minutes, including a Clark Schmidt update and a Mark Leiter Jr. update. But without further ado, it is Cinco de Fivo time.
So we had a little bit of an issue with Cinco yesterday, which I own.
And okay.
It appears that I will own this one as well.
Okay.
So I'm just
thinking. Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
All right. Thank you, Zoo. Zoo wasn't listening to Tommy's excuses. Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. For the record, that is 3 of 4 days that I've moved out of chair number 3 to Evan's chair, and there has been some kind of minor clunker with Cinco de Fivo.
I know it. It only operates with you in that chair.
It's crazy. It is crazy. Actually, the only day it operated smoothly was the day Tommy did it.
That's true. When Tommy was the Cinco alert.
Well, let's see.
Well, it's job security. You do the Cinco, I do the execution of it, and we're here for it.
Right.
So, look, as the All-Star game approaches next week in Major League Baseball, I did what any good radio host would do. I start looking ahead and going, man, you know, that's I would say pound for pound, the weakest week of content in terms of the sports world. We're still going to be a week away from training camp, right? You got NBA, free agencies died down. So you start looking, all right, we're getting ahead to football season, some sports topics. I learned something in those musings, that Justin Fields is a pescatarian, which means you eat fish. And you don't really eat meat.
Yes.
Okay? He was a vegan, and he's now gone, I guess, backward and started including fish.
Need some protein.
And look, I'm a big guy, Teak. I have lost some weight, but I love my food. We all love food.
Right.
It really set me down this rabbit hole. You look up science, I think of this, and I go, man, if I was going to make a switch like that dietarily and become a pescatarian.
I was for, like, 6 months.
Were you really?
Yeah, and you just crave meat. You just can't do it.
Perfect. Perfect. So maybe this Cinco's for you. So I thought to myself, I'm going to make a list. This is before I thought of it being Cinco. This was this morning. I'm like, I'm going to make a list. What foods could I not live without? And I said, wait a minute, you idiot. This ties into Justin Fields. Make it your Cinco. So the 5 foods giving up for life would not be worth it. Hmm. All right? Here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
Any form of potato. A french fry, a mashed potato, a potato. Could you imagine having any kind of diet where that's it? No more potato in your life.
We went to our favorite restaurant the other day, me and Tracy, Cafe Luxembourg on the Upper West Side.
Mm.
And Tracy was like, I'm going to get a salad with my... She got a croque monsieur. And so she's like, well, she's like, do you want the fries? I'm like, I'll hold off. I don't want fries. Right. She's just going to get a salad.
Yeah.
I ordered my like omelet. I ordered an omelet for dinner. Whatever. I just felt being weird with my martini. It came with fries. And I wasn't going to eat them. And I was like, dude.
They're so good.
They're so good.
Look, I can live without
I agree with you 100%. It's my evil vice.
Of course.
If they were fries, I will eat them.
To me, I think the mashed potato is even more standard than the turkey at Thanksgiving, too. You know, that's another thing.
With a sweet potato mash with the marshmallow on it.
Without a doubt.
So if you give me some kind of diet and you go, Sean, potatoes are out, that's it. Can't live. All right, here we go.
Number four.
Peanut butter. Peanut butter because it masks as if at times it could be included in healthy smoothies.
I crush peanut butter. I had it on my smoothie today.
Dude, it's great in a smoothie. It's great. Peanut butter and jelly is still like a go-to.
Uncrustables slap. If Tracy's ever not home and I'm like, I don't really feel like ordering dinner or making dinner, peanut butter and jelly. Two PB&Js and I'm good.
Oh, forget about it.
You just take the peanut butter and you dip it the spoon in and you just lick the spoon.
I do that sometimes. Yeah.
And my daughter
That's
had
a
one,
good healthy snack.
It is. My daughter had one of those classes where a kid had a peanut allergy, and I feel bad for those people. And I looked at her, and then she thought, it's like, oh, I'm not going to like peanut butter for the kids. No, no, no. You're liking peanut butter. We're not going to have a non-peanut butter house. We're not going to be those people. All right, here we go.
Number three.
Burritos. I can't go a month without a burrito, dude.
Really?
I love them. Whether it's Chipotle, whether it's, you know, there's a bunch of, burritos have taken off, man. When I was growing up, Tex-Mex wasn't like a thing. Now, like, all the local restaurants in town, like, there's so many good burritos out there. I don't know. I
could live without them, but.
Think about it, though. You could live without them until you can't live without them. Then go a whole year not eating a burrito. You're going to look back going, damn, I'm in a mood for a burrito. I can't live the next 50 years with no burritos.
I have one caveat to this. Are we banning all things in the burrito? Like, I can't have rice or chicken
No. I'm just saying, though, in that form.
Just the construction of it.
So the tortilla we're getting rid of. I got it.
Many will say pizza for this answer, but to me, the burrito is the best handheld food you don't need a fork for. Think about that. Handling with your hand, don't need a fork.
Better than a hamburger?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. If given the opportunity and said you got to have one handle, I'm going burrito.
I can't do that. I got to put a burger and pizza, which you can use a fork with, but a pizza burger over burrito. And I love burritos, but I got to put a burger and pizza over it.
Yeah. Burrito. I mean, go to Taco Bell. Nice burrito like Tommy's shirt yesterday. Taco Frank, we love you. All right, here we go.
Number two.
The only dessert that makes my list, a fresh baked chocolate chip cookie. A fresh baked chocolate chip cookie, the number two food I could not give up for the rest of my life.
I could get down with that. I love some chocolate chip cookies.
Like, and I could eliminate every dessert.
It's one of those things also. It's like fries.
Exactly.
If I see one, and especially if it's warm.
Oh, warm in the vanilla ice cream. Oh,
and I got a sweet tooth, but if you told me I'd eliminate every dessert but one, I still got to go to the chocolate chip cookie. It's the best.
It's just the most consistent
Thank
tool.
You, Look, this
you
is
get
the
Toll House, you put it right on the thing.
I just want to point out, Zoo's a huge Met fan. Mendy made a terrible decision. It's the most excited he's been during the show.
Well, they're already up 1-0 in this game, too. So
there we go.
So if I gave chocolate chip cookie, Oreo, you going chocolate chip cookie?
I love Oreos. Chocolate chip cookie.
I would agree.
Yeah.
You would. Okay, so I'm on an
sometimes
island.
I get tired of Oreos.
Yeah.
Really? I've never gotten tired of a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah. I get tired of Oreos eating Oreos.
Yeah, that's right.
But if I was making a Billboard top 25 list on food, yeah, I think Oreo would make it. But of course. I'm down to five here. All right, here we go. Last but not least.
Number one.
It's the chicken cutlet. Whether you like it Italian version, Parmesan style, whether you like it with the gravy and the mashed potatoes, chicken cutlet is obviously the number one food. And Justin Fields doesn't experience chicken cutlets or truly burritos, I guess, unless they're fish, because he's a pescatarian. But that's your quarterback, Jet fans, a quarterback that won't have a chicken cutlet. And that is my Cinco de 5-0 today and every day.
At least he'll have some french fries, though.
Yeah, it's true. Now, what do you believe? You know we're getting the calls and tweets. Dude, you didn't include pizza on there? I could live the rest of my life without a slice of pizza. I couldn't do it with the other five.
Pizza's just so easy.
It is, and I love pizza.
That's why. It's not always good, though.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
I feel like you left something off there, like major. I'm trying to think here. You left off wings.
What?
Wings.
Wings is huge.
You said chicken cutlet.
But they're messy. And so it's like, you go through a clean phase. You could live without it.
Another thing, though, also, if it's a bad wing and you know you can't get a good wing, you're not going to order wings. So you could live without
it. True. Right. And so, again, I'm boiling this down to five things I know I couldn't live without. I love wings. If you told me, I probably could make that do for the rest of my life. I probably could. But that's Cinco de Five. So, but you guys light that up. All right, Yankee news. Clark Schmidt undergoing Tommy John surgery tomorrow. Look, that obviously still means he's, you know,
he's
done, but just, you know, when you update, hey, when's he getting surgery? That's going to happen. This one kind of shocked me. Mark Leiter Jr., who we yelled about with that stress fracture, is going to resume throwing by this weekend.
Really?
See, this is where I'm so confused by this injury. They didn't properly diagnose
stress fracture
on the bone. Remember that head bone?
And it happened 2 weeks ago.
In Cincinnati.
In Cincinnati. And he's going to throw again this weekend.
Now, again, this is not an arm injury, and this doesn't mean rehab games. But still, I would think the stress of, like, throwing and planting on that foot with the stress fracture.
I'm just confused on the word fracture here.
Right.
That's a break in your bone.
Right.
And so it takes some weeks to heal. Now, that being said, I broke my fibula in my ulnar navicular. Not my fibula. That's in your leg. My ulnar navicular in my arm. It healed in, like, I don't know, 3 weeks.
Right.
And I played with it. So, but that's like not, you know what I mean? You can shield that in your knee.
That's
like in your joint. That feels weird to be able to play that quickly.
Yeah. Again, it's not a rehab. It's throwing, but it's the art of throwing. He's still landing on it. And you already screwed this up for 2 weeks. That just feels quick to me.
I agree.
And then the other one is Ryan Yarbrough. Remember the year he was having kind of a revelation? He began throwing yesterday. And we'll need a longer buildup because of how much time he has missed, which makes sense.
Right.
Because they had built him back up. And maybe that's one of those things. Look, Ryan Yarbrough, you don't count on him, but you have him in your back pocket should another pitching injury arise here in August and September. The Mets, by the way, have answered Carlos Mendoza's call for offense.
Right. It's with runners in scoring position.
Exactly.
Now, they're really outs with runners in scoring position, but at least they're getting runs across the plate.
They've already scored more runs than they did all of game one. So those are your Yankee musings. And again, Marcus Stroman on the mound tonight. Aaron Boone also spoke glowingly pregame about Jason Dominguez and his growth, which speaks to the why he is hitting leadoff for a third straight game, thankfully. So let's see what the Yankees and Mariners cook up. 888-808-1019. Already I have a tweet that putting chicken cutlets one saved that atrocity. You think the other four made that an atrocity?
No, I mean, I guess the people could do without cookies, I think.
Could they, though? Could you do without a form of potato the rest of your life? No, you could not.
The potato, I agree with.
People disagree on burritos, which is fine.
I think burritos and the cookie were the ones that got people.
I disagree. It's a chocolate chip cookie, America. Yeah. Come on.
Now, this was Sean. This was your list saying this is what Sean Marash can live without, or yes. Are you speaking for Planet Earth?
No, it's me, but it's typical with me. I speak for Planet Earth.
The burrito one is tough. Evan probably would have agreed with you. I just can't put burrito on that list, but I'm sure there's plenty of people that can. The problem is, and you know this, pizza. You know how we are with pizza here. So if you don't put pizza on the list, you don't put anything necessarily, chicken cutlets, I guess, but nothing like Italian food.
We've all traveled outside of here in the U.S. I'm not going to count going to Italy. What do we always say about the pizza?
I mean, I lived in West Virginia for 4 years. There is not good pizza in West Virginia.
Cardboard.
No offense. You know, you could eat Domino's. It's fine. But I didn't eat it there.
And I'll get by on certain pizza elsewhere. I say that to say, if we didn't live here, think about it. There are other people that live in America who don't have good pizza. So how could they not live without pizza the rest of their life?
Oh, and they love it. They do love it.
Exactly.
Well, I think, part of it is because we grew up here. So people are listening to us. Are like, dude, pizza here is unbelievable.
Exactly, but if I moved elsewhere, I probably wouldn't eat pizza the rest of my life.
Therefore, right, it wouldn't be as good. Would not be as good.
The wheels are turning here. How about bagel? What about eggs?
I mean,
on breakfast, or bacon.
Bacon scratch burrito. Insert bacon.
I mean, I think that the introduction of the burrito also.
Zoom's all over it.
Right. It's just forcing people to think of the alternatives.
I think the introduction of the burrito also opened the door for people to say, hey, what about a sandwich? You know, and I think a lot of people are taking a sandwich over a burrito.
No, you got to be specific about the item.
Our friend.
Even though the potato is just kind of.
Hey, now listen.
A catch-all.
I can't live without a potato.
Our friend Maggie Gray had this take about bacon, and I agreed with it wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm not saying I dislike bacon. Bacon is one thing where the smell is better than the taste.
No way.
Definitely.
You are out of your mind.
No, I could live without bacon the rest of the time. I'm telling you, I could. And I like bacon.
It's because you're not black.
Is that right?
No, I'm just kidding.
Are you sure?
I'm just kidding.
All right.
I don't think it's genetically baked into every African American.
Okay. All right. I was going to make a...
Bacon.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to go. Bacon not being on there now in hindsight definitely is one that.
You think you could live the rest of your life without having bacon?
I probably could. I probably should.
By the way, Justin Fields is living his life without bacon.
I know.
That was the genesis of this. Yeah. So well, that's bacon, your cornerback.
Bacon comes in so many forms. Like, you can have the. Like the regular bacon that you have on the side of, with a side of eggs, or you have the like the slab of bacon, which is kind of
like from Peter Lugas.
Yeah, like it's like a meal.
Oh,
you're Sue, right. You're right, Sue. You're aroused.
No, but I know what he's talking about.
Those things are unreal.
888-808.
It's like so thick. You gotta like cut it with a like a fork and knife.
It's so thick, you would have thought Justin Fields was taking it out on a date.
That's a hell of a line, Sue. John in Deer Park. John, what's up?
What up, John?
Sean, I got to tear your list to shreds. Tiki, first of all, I wish you played for the other crappy team across town. I love you.
Stop, I appreciate you.
Great work. Steak, man. Go to Peter Luger's. You'll have an out-of-body experience. You will love it.
Yeah, steak's a good one.
Got to put it in there, man.
Steak was one of the first four out. I got to be honest with you.
Right.
I love steak. But there's a lot of people who live life who can't really afford a good steak.
True.
And they get by in life without steak.
But if you could only eat bad steaks, would you still eat them? But that's the thing, you wouldn't.
Like I wouldn't. I got bougie on my steak, man.
No, but even skirt steak's not that expensive, but if it's cooked right, it...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's damn good.
No doubt.
Steak's got to be on the list. New list. Steak's got to... Get burrito off the friggin' list. Enough with the burrito. You got to put...
The burrito is the problem with the list.
Because it could be chicken, carne asada.
Everybody is thinking of something to replace burrito.
Guess what? I could have a steak burrito. Then I get my steak fix. You ever think I had outs, baby? I manage my bullpen better than Carlos Mendoza.
You could have a bacon burrito, too.
I guess I could. Right. You're in the right, Tiki. I could. Brian and Scotch Plains. Brian, what's up?
What up, Brian?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to know if you had heard about the 12th planet. Adding to the celestial conversation.
What is
that? They discovered it like 60 years ago, and it's on an elliptical orbit around Earth, and it only comes around every few thousand years, and it's inhabited by the Anunnaki.
The Anunnaki
are an advanced civilization that are referenced in the Sumerian cuneiform tablets and had an impact on the development of humans. And the planet is called Nibiru.
Brian, you could have just said a total lie to me and I'd believe you. I've never heard of Nibiru,
but I think it's theoretical. And the only reason they think they know about it is because something is affecting the gravitational pull on the outer gas planets. And so they know something is there, but they can't see it.
I mean, that was full confirmation on the phone, though, that we got a 12th planet and we got people living on that planet, too, which I think that's major breaking news here on WFAN.
But hold on. If it's at that elliptical of an orbit.
An elliptical? I've been on that.
No, but just think about our, we are on an elliptical orbit as well, but if it's that far out, and if you think about the gas planets, which are Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, those last two are ice giants. Like, it's just, all ice.
It's all ice?
Yeah.
Like gas?
Right. So if you're thinking about an elliptical planet, like, that goes farther out than those gas giants, how the hell is there enough solar radiation to have life? Isn't.
There isn't.
And so that's nonsense. Got to call BS on that one.
This is an unbelievable show to learn things on.
Mythbusters.
Zach in Florida. Zach, what's up?
What up, Zach?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, man?
So Sauce Gardner's been pretty active on Twitter recently, how he usually is about his contract.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So just looking at his career, you see, his first year was amazing, second year mediocre, and last year was a complete drop-off.
Right.
I think he's only got 1 year left in his contract. Is it worth the Jets to spend the money that he's demanding, or would it be better to flip him and maybe avoid having to pay that contract?
Well,
you know best.
I don't think you can trade him yet. Especially because I'm sure when Aaron Glenn took this job, one of the key pieces he was excited about was Sauce Gardner.
Definitely.
And whatever defensive scheme, we don't know what it is yet because they've been quiet, but it's likely to be a lot like what they did in Detroit. You're going to need corners. And so I don't think you can try to move him this year, but the contract is going to be the issue.
Okay.
Like, what's his value? Like, is he going to get paid as one of the top cornerbacks in NFL history, like you see these guys that always come due, right? The next guy that comes due, he gets the next biggest contract. But he doesn't have the numbers, per se, to back it up. He does have the reputation to back it up, but he doesn't have the statistical numbers to back it up. So I think so much of this is going to depend on how he fits in Aaron Glenn's system this season. So it's not really an answer. You got to pause on this one.
Right, because Aaron Glenn, you're hiring a defensive-oriented head coach.
Right.
Hear me out, though. Obviously, Sauce Gardner has been able to, you know, avoid being targeted, and that stuff has affected his numbers. One thing you have to keep in mind, because I'm starting to do a lot of my football season prep, and I had this internal question with myself, Tiki. The Jets, if I eliminate the quarterback position, who is the most important player to stay healthy to the success of that team? Okay?
Right.
This was a question I had. I still think it's Sauce Gardner this year for that reason. Number one, you're hiring a defensive-oriented coach. Number two, remember, no DJ Reed now.
Yep.
Number three, you have to have an honest question if you're a Jet fan. What do you expect from Justin Fields this year? Okay?
They're going to run the ball a lot.
Okay. But the question beyond that is, do you expect next year the Jets to be in that first round, likely taking a swing on a quarterback, a la what the Giants did with Jackson Dart this year? It's a quarterback richer draft. Or do you really think that Justin Fields is going to take off?
That's a good, good question.
Because
I think every GM head coach want to draft their quarterback.
Correct.
Now, Aaron Glenn is coming from a very unique situation because he had ridiculous success with the Detroit Lions and they didn't draft their quarterback.
Right.
But is that that was kind of just lightning in a bottle. They just kind of got, I don't want to say they got lucky because I think it was calculated. They just had the right situation work out for them.
And obviously, if you're a Jet fan, you want this situation to work out with Justin Fields because you don't want to be in that gamble of the draft. But yes. I think this is directly connected to Sauce Gardner. If you're going to be drafting a quarterback in the first round next year, it makes the Sauce Gardner question easier. You're going to be taking a quarterback who's going to be on that rookie pay scale while the salary cap keeps exploding.
So his first year was what, 22? So 22. So this is his fourth year.
Right.
So they have to decide soon whether or not they're picking up his fifth year option.
But Sauce,
which when they do is going to.
Oh, that decision was already made.
Right. So, but they can rescind it.
They can rescind it. Right. Yes.
So they're picking up his fifth year option, but because he's made two Pro Bowls, his fifth year option is basically like the franchise tag.
Yes.
So he's going to get or all pros, maybe not even. Be both all pros. What, it doesn't even matter. He's made two all pro teams, so his fifth year option is going to be the top of the top.
But ironically, if you're the Jets and you're looking at an accelerating salary cap and a potential quarterback on a rookie pay scale, it slides right into the timeline.
So they should
pay him.
Right, they should.
They should pay him because it's those number one corners do not grow on trees.
True.
And you watch this year. That's my big concern. What's going on at that other cornerback position with the Jets? That could be a bigger hole for that team. If you can afford to pay him because you're not paying a quarterback a ton of money, why the hell would you let a talent like that go out the window as frustrating as he's been at times?
You wouldn't.
So I do think ultimately he's going to be signed there long term. And I think we forget that when talking about salary caps, what kind of position the Jets are going to be in at the quarterback position. More thoughts on that and maybe who the Giants' most important player is as well. And did he happen to throw out a first pitch last night if the reports came out? There is more Met news, though, right now. And injustice is done. The Met fans have gotten their wish. A snub has been righted. And Francisco Lindor has his Met teammate out there to get booed in Atlanta. We could all breathe a sigh of relief because David Peterson now has been named to the All-Star team for the New York Mets. There you go. David Peterson has had a great year with his ERA. And ironically enough, maybe that's why Mendy pulled him today to make sure he's nice and fresh to pitch in Atlanta in the All-Star game. But David Peterson, in all seriousness, congrats. What a great year he's had, and what a revelation he's become for the Mets.
Yeah, just over three ERA. He's been fantastic. Last four games, his ERA is sub-2. I think it's sub-1.5, by the way. So he's been great. And congratulations to David Peterson.
Yeah.
No Juan Soto yet, though.
No. Oh, I forgot about him, that he was snubbed, too. Speaking of which, we didn't get to this earlier, but this ties into Yankee fans. And if you're just going to the game, this was really fascinating. Obviously, the Subway Series happened on July 4th, 5th, and 6th this past weekend, including a day game on the 4th of July. And we kind of had the conversation about whether we liked it on a holiday weekend. We didn't. Astoundingly, the numbers came back for ratings. Did you see this story, TK?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so like the Subway Series did solid baseball numbers in town.
It was over the 4th, so it's obviously
holiday weekend. This is why it ties in. The ratings on SNY compared to Yes Network. Now remember, there's more Yankee fans in town than Met fans. Were 70% higher on SNY over the course of the weekend.
Wow.
70% higher. So that led a lot of people to wonder why. I don't think there's a sole reason why, but I do think there's a couple reasons why.
Because the Mets are the home team?
No, I don't think it is that. Well, number one, I think SNY obviously just does a great job. Their production's clean, all of that stuff. And I think that there are probably more Yankee fans that are willing to go over and check out the SNY coverage at times than there are Met. Met fans are very stubborn in their ways, in a good way, where they watch their Gary, Keith, and Ron.
Right.
They're never going to flip over to another team's broadcast. Where Yankee fans, I think, are more open-minded about going over. So I think it's
and they also don't mind hearing the anti-Yankee.
Exactly.
Right. If it's going to be bad, they want to hear the negative.
Exactly. So I think there's two other things at play here. Number one, which AI billionaire Steve Cohen has alluded to. The Met fan might be more of the pores, as they say. So they weren't out doing crazy things on the 4th of July. They were watching it.
Stop. I don't believe that.
I don't believe that.
I think there maybe were just more Met fans just interested in the Subway Series.
Which brings me to my last point. This is not a troll job, but I'm actually curious of Tommy's point on this. We have argued forever about, is this a Met World Series or is this a Yankee World Series? When I see 70% increase, I'm not saying it's the sole reason. I think that kind of cements the proof on a holiday weekend that that series meant more to Met fans than it did Yankee fans.
I think you're definitely right.
I think you're definitely wrong.
Oh, here we go.
I would say that the Met fan, I'm going to watch how I say this, cares more about their baseball season because they don't know how it's going to go where the Yankee fan, in a lot of ways, I think they go, all right, see you in October. We'll skip a few weekends.
Yeah, so they care more.
Exactly my point.
No, but it just so happened to be it was the Mets team.
Oh, it just so happened.
If the Yankees were playing the Pirates on July 4th, they wouldn't watch either.
Exactly. It didn't matter who the opponent was for the Yankees.
The Met fan is more invested in their team through everything, and the Yankee fan is more like they've seen the movie.
Hold on.
And they know it's going to go to October.
So you think if the Mets were playing the Reds and the Yankees playing the Royals this past weekend that the SMY TV ratings are 70% higher than the
Yes? Yes. I just think the Met fan is more into the team right now. It's not to say that Yankee fans don't care, but they know what's going on with this team. They know the drill.
I didn't miss a pitch all weekend, and I care. But I do think that Met fans get up for the Subway Series where there are some Yankee fans, and probably more aggravated than anything off the Toronto series. And again, I don't think that accounts for all the reason for the 70%. But Met fans were definitely more locked in than Yankee
fans. I think the first thing that you said is spot on. I think there are Yankee fans that, whether they like to admit it or not, like the SNY booth, and if they have an opportunity to listen to those guys, they're still watching their Yankees, but they're hearing it from Gary, Keith, and Ron.
I don't,
and it gives them a little bit of a break from what they normally watch.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how much. I think some are doing that. I don't know how much to elevate that. I also think you got to realize, too, on a holiday weekend, it wasn't just the 4th of July. We all are doing things, whether it's the beach, go to people's houses, pool parties, or whatnot. You might have just had a weird, you know, check the box on this weekend if you were into watching the games and you were going to people's barbecues or whatnot. More Met fans were hosting parties than Yankee fans, and therefore SNY was on those TVs.
Yeah, it's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, that could just be a very random thing.
Right, and especially after Friday. I'm trying to think, though. This is collectively. I'd wonder what the individuals were.
Yeah, I didn't see
those. Like, if Friday was a heavy Yankee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
viewership, and then they lost, and it was kind of like, ugh, whatever.
Because we got the course of the 3 days. We didn't get the individual breakdown. Yeah. Like, was one day higher for yes than the other one? But either way, I thought that was fascinating because it is a big jump.
That's a huge jump.
Huge jump. 888-808-1019. Let's just get right to John in Creskill. John, what's up?
Hey, guys. I miss Evan, but let me tell you one thing. I'm a diehard Yankee fan since 1961. I watched every minute of that Yankee-Met Subway Series, and I did watch it on SNY, and for one reason.
Really? Why did you?
Reason only.
Well, go ahead.
Keith, Gary, and Ron. Those are the three reasons. They're just so good.
Right.
So good. John, can I ask you? I think those guys do a great job, but I do have to be honest as a Yankee fan. Gary annoys the hell out of me.
Why?
Ron and Keith, because he hates the Yankees so much. And by the way, he's every right to. He's the Met announcer. Yeah. I don't even kill him for that. But to me, when I'm watching a Yankee Met game, it becomes every time it's a game at Yankees, he's complaining about the wall. It's a major turnoff to me.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's true. But you know what? Ron and Keith,
they're great.
Are so intricate into the game. They really understand the game, and they pass it on to the fans in a very non-condescending way. And that is so cool for all of us fans, New York baseball fans.
All right,
and that's the reason why.
John, thanks for the call. You gave some insights. So there's a Yankee fan admitting that he did go to SNY for the broadcast. Richie in Astoria. Richie, what's up?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Richie?
All good.
I want to go back to the Livy Dunn thing and say God bless the good people of the Bronx for not letting her get in there. Because if I had to listen to SNY or Yes or national television talk about Livy Dunn during a New York Yankees game, I might have to turn the TV off and never watch the game again. I don't think they would stoop that low. I don't know what the Pirates are doing. But God forbid, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Wait a minute. Richie, if the Yankees got Paul freaking Skeens, you would be turning off games because they talk about his girlfriend?
It's not enough. If they keep panning the camera towards her, I'm going to lose it. I've seen enough of the Taylor Swift stuff with the Chiefs.
I see what you're getting at. That went over the top. Richie's right. That went over the top with the Chiefs.
Can I just say something real quick
here? Go ahead, Tommy. You just say what I'm saying.
We may take it in different places. It's one thing in football, and I love baseball. Football is more exciting. Baseball, there's so many lulls. So I'd rather the camera pan to Livy Dunn than, you know, three Met fans with their face painted and they basically got a polar bear hat on. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, she's a good little sidetrack. They could sidebar her and her. By the way, you get Livy Dunn and friends. They go to the Hamptons.
Yep.
They go to the Met game. Yep. I'd rather see Livy Dunn. It's not like football. It's a different animal.
I'm sure there would be points where it was a tenseness in a game where I'd be like, I don't need Livy Dunn here. However, with the way pitch counts work and everything, think about the times you get annoyed watching baseball games.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually when the bullpen is in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. They're not going to show Livy Dunn when Luke Weaver is on the mound.
Right. Not when it's like a critical moment.
Exactly. So if that's
the casual moment.
Exactly. If I get more Livy Dunn instead of, I don't know, Judge just kind of kicking the dirt around in between pitches, I'm in on it. Mets, by the way, can't hold on to leads. Can't wait to talk about this doubleheader tomorrow at 2:00. Doug in Manhattan. Doug, what's up?
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Guys, I'm 57 years old. This is the first time I've ever called in on a radio show.
Oh, well, welcome, Doug.
Appreciate you, Doug.
Thank you. And it couldn't be with a better crew because you guys are my buddies every afternoon.
I appreciate it, Doug. I'm glad we could be your buddies. What do you got, man?
Yeah. So first, I wanted to make a suggestion, my own little two cents, on a really good reliever entrance song.
Okay. Yep. What do you got?
I haven't ever heard. It's a song. I don't know if you know it. It's by Cruella, and it's called Killin' It.
I know Cruella. I've seen that pop up on my apps. Okay, I'll look at that.
Yeah, and it's a great adrenaline pumper. Not so good for the batter because it has to play a little bit, but fantastic. Wanted to offer a little bit of an olive branch to Met fans out there. I'm a diehard Yankee fan. Came online baseball-wise, in my opinion, at the best moment ever, which was the beginning of the 1977 season.
Oh, wow.
So I had no choice, Yankee fan, and plus I lived on 168th Street.
Perfect.
I will characterize my feelings about the Mets as follows: hate the team, like the players.
Yeah.
I got to hate the team. But the players are really nice and cool and fun, man.
No, they're likable. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Lindor and Alonso specifically are great.
I like Soto. I mean, I like his attitude. As a Yankee fan, I remember I like Juan Soto.
I forgot about
him. I don't like his team. My own and my last point would be on his all-star status. I set it up by saying I do like the guy. I don't think that a 1 month of an excellent play should be enough to qualify you for all-star status.
Mm. Well, that's why he didn't make it.
He had a great June. He had a great June. So call it as we see it.
But by the way, Doug, appreciate your call. I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
In the
fans didn't vote him in, not because they dislike him or he's making too much money. Just he wasn't playing well when they were likely voting.
And that was the poor timing. However, I will say this one great month. It was an unbelievable month. He was the player of the month. Mm. Like if you really wanted to be fair here, there's 3 months before the All-Star game. If you qualify for player of the month in any of those 3 months, just on a baseline, you probably should be an all-star because that means in your league for one of those 3 months, you were the best player. So I'm going to be fair to Soto there. But you know what? If he got a flight to Atlanta, he wouldn't hustle to it anyway. So what's the difference? Oh, man, I'm taking a lot of cheap shots.
Yeah, you are.
What's wrong?
I just can't get over that Richie guy that doesn't want to see Livy Dunn on TV. Come on. Seriously. First of all, Paul Skeens only pitches one every 5 days, so it's not like it's every single game. So 4 out of 5 games, you don't have to hear about Livy Dunn. It's baseball. There's countless minutes and seconds that are just dull and boring. You can't show Livy Dunn and her hot friends for a couple minutes between pitches? Give me a break. He wouldn't watch the Yankees or Mets anymore because of that. That's a strong take.
I don't believe it either. 888-808-1019. Ryan and Rye. What's up, Ryan?
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Look, I have 2 points. The first one is for Tiki. I don't know if you heard that Tim Rooney passed.
Yeah, I did. Tim was there early in my career. You know, rest in peace. He was a great member of the New York Giants.
Great guy. I'm actually driving out to the funeral tomorrow morning, getting up early and getting out to the Berg. But I have a great story where I'm friends with his son. We played rugby together, and we went out to Dublin for a rugby weekend.
Okay.
And we were in pubs, and he had one of his 5 Super Bowl rings with him, and he was putting it on all the young lasses' hands, and they were taking pictures of it. It was hilarious.
Oh, nice.
I mean, it was the whole weekend was hilarious. Right. Great dude.
Did they know American football?
Well, they knew. I mean, they knew enough to know
what
a Super Bowl ring was.
It was
absolutely cool. Just class. I mean, it was just hilarious.
I know those Irish pubs are the best too.
Yeah. We were in Temple Bar, just causing havoc and stuff. And he was a great for an older guy. He hung with the younger dude.
Yeah,
so that's cool. It was great. And then the second point is that if Evan wants to watch a baseball game in Paris, the place by the Barrière Bonnevoie et Trois is the Canadian Embassy. Shows all the baseball, all the hockey, all
is that
everything.
Right? But the problem now, Ryan, appreciate your call, is that he's not in Paris any longer. He's down in the French Riviera on the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah.
Watching baseball on his iPad, I'm assuming from his hotel room.
Looked like a balcony.
A balcony overlooking this beautiful scenery.
Unbelievable scenery. The picture he sent us this morning was incredible. Look, and
I got to tell you, when I go to Greece at the end of August, the last thing I'm going to care about is baseball.
Exactly.
Last thing. I might not even care about the Giants preseason games.
I'm going to be in Lake George during the third Giants preseason game. It's the last thing I'm concerned.
Right.
I'm caring about.
Now, the problem is we're probably going to see a lot of Jackson Dart, so I might take that
back.
That's
a good point, too. By the way, we could care. We check the scores, do all that. Mm-hmm. Baseball's just the one sport. I love baseball. It's 162 games.
Right.
When you take some time off, I'm not saying, you know what, you don't want to check in. Right.
What'd you actually miss?
Right. The idea, though, he can't miss a pitch is incredible.
Let's think about this a little deeper here. I think it's because 4 or 5 weeks later, something gets referenced to that game, and Evan, who prides himself on being the guy at this radio station, the history of the station, that knows every stat and everything, if he's caught with his pants down, can't handle it.
No, okay.
So I think that it's twofold. Just check the score, dude.
I've been there, and obviously me and Tiki came from working the national side of things for a long time before working at WFN, where we took plenty of vacations. I remember feeling like out of the loop one year when I took a trip and I missed something. I tried to completely shut down. Dude, wake up in the morning, you know, we all do the same thing, right? You roll up in bed. It's not like you jump out of bed and go run down to breakfast. You go to the websites. What happened? You could read a nice little story about the game. Takes you 30 seconds. You will not miss news. You won't.
Not news, but the nuance. That's where Evan really thrives. It's the little nuances that he can remember back that a lot of us can't. And he won't be able to if he doesn't watch. There's a reason he remembers this, because he watches every game and scores it.
And look, we love Evan. Of the four of us that work on the show, Evan's the least likely to go to a bar to watch a game live and throw back pints and everything. So while that was a great recommendation, that's a recommendation that works for me, Tiki, and Tommy.
Yeah. I don't think he would enjoy that.
No, he'd be like, I can't hear the game sound. Right. What's going on?
I can't focus, get frustrated by this.
Right. Yeah, he would enjoy that. Tequila shots, and what do we got? The cheese fries coming out?
Right.
Like, that would be us.
No, you're getting the drinks all over the scorecard, too, ruining the book. He would lose it in that place.
That's not his spot. 888-808-1019. Carmon in West Babylon. Carmon, what's up?
Hey guys, how are you? John stole my thunder, but hey, can I give you guys an anti-Tiki introduction? You know, everyone says, they love Tiki playing. Can I give a Jeff fan Tiki intro?
Go ahead.
Hey, Tiki, not a Giant fan, did not enjoy watching you play, and I do not thank you for your service.
I love that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, Tiki, I love you though, but hey, thanks, Sean. I've been wanting to say it for a while. I kind of let it
It's all good. I don't mind. Yeah, I appreciate just as much as I do love.
Tiki, you're a hard guy to hate. I got to tell you, but you're awesome. Oh, seriously, all you guys are. I listen to you guys every day, so thank you. To go back to the telecast, I was going to say Yankee fans, probably prefer Ron, Gary, and Keith over Michael Kay, but dude, the Mets production is so theatrical. It's beautiful. You know, they did a split screen and then,
it's funny. I noticed that. But I didn't think about it until I read an article about it, how they use like these theatrical transitions.
Yeah.
And these like swipes that go, it's just.
No,
it's,
it does add
like,
to
so
it.
If you're paying attention to it, you're like, oh, that was pretty damn cool.
You add to it.
It adds to the broadcast.
I'm so simple though. I can't for the life of me watch a Yankee game that I know is on YES and misname that Yankee. all due respect to SNY. Right. If I miss that name, that Yankee, I all of them. I love guessing. It's the best game on the planet. So that the theatrical stuff works on SNY.
Right.
I'm the dumb dolt that just needs. Who played for the Yankees and the Angels and the Mets between 1993 and 2007? Oh, Glenn Allen Hill. Okay, yeah, I got that. I need that game. Kevin in Hillsdale. Kevin, what's up?
Hey guys. So I think one thing that's not being taken into account is. For those who have cut the cord, I have Hulu Live, and I got to tell you, Hulu Live is much easier to navigate than the Gotham Sports app. The Gotham Sports app is horrific to the point where you put on the game, they have like a 15-second ad before you actually get to the game, and then it's taking you back 15 seconds. You got to fast forward to get live. It's a real nightmare, that app.
It's all about the ad.
And the length to go back to cable. Just for the YES Network.
So you're saying if you're a Yankee fan, in other words, and you have the option to not have to go to that Gotham app and instead use your Hulu to watch SNY, you're going to opt for that just out of convenience.
The Gotham app has been bad, and the YES Network is not on as many streaming services.
Right.
And,
that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
I haven't cut the cord. I still have DirecTV, but then obviously pay for a million other services where all the other shows are on, where I'm probably just flushing money down the toilet. But I guess that makes a lot of sense. All right, when we come back... I did tease that Andrew Thomas stuff I wanted to get to as well, and we'll reset that Yankee lineup and get you set for Yankee baseball pregame coming up at 6:25 as the Yankees look to break the brooms out versus the Seattle Mariners. It's Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.